it is time finally to find out how it went for Donnie as he was on the West Coast this past weekend.
Yes, I was out Friday. I went to Los Angeles, California. It's the first time that my wife had been to L.A. I didn't realize that. You know, we fly into LAX for training camp, and that airport is a mess.
Man, it is really bad.
A mess. And now to catch any type of ride share or a taxi, you have to hop on a shuttle. It's a long walk to get to a lot that they have that looks like it's about maybe half a mile, three-fourths of a mile outside of the airport so you can catch it. It's just so confusing, man.
Yeah, as long as you catch the Cowboys charter, it's pretty easy for that trip.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, sir.
You just got to make it to the charter.
And I did text you guys because I printed out my boarding pass leaving. But I am excited to tell you that coming back, boarding pass on the phone.
Yeah.
I did like it. A normal human.
You're I did it.
Not a paper shill anymore.
I'm not all about big paper.
Yeah, you're an actor for big paper.
It is. It does feel weird to be one of the only few ones to kind of hand them the boarding pass to scan instead of going, what is that?
So strange.
How old are you? What's happening
here? Did you print this out, sir?
So maybe I'll get on board of having the
app ready
boarding
to go?
Pass on my phone.
Why
or maybe
you?
Not. I just feel better with the paper in my hand, man.
Okay.
My seat is more secure with the paper board.
I mean, you
pass.
Do still write checks, so I guess it makes
Heck
sense.
Heck yeah. You want one? Do I owe you any money?
No.
I don't. So over-unders on the Eclipse today.
So I went to Los Angeles because there was going to be a surprise birthday party for a very good friend of the show, Christopher Kid Reed.
Whoa. All right.
When he was down for ticket stock, his girl Ada talked to my wife, say, hey, I'm throwing them in a surprise party. Want you guys to come down. It was that weekend, going to be that Friday night. And it was going to be at a cigar lounge that they hang out at on a regular basis. It's great. We'll make it down there. I always wanted to go down there and kick it with Kid. So we got down there Thursday night, checked into the hotel. The place, the party, within walking distance.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Perfect.
Didn't have to rent a car. The restaurant we went to for a little brunch on Friday afternoon, walking distance. It was awesome. Now, it was a really, really sweet hotel. And we had some friends of ours who were celebrating their anniversary. They were in L.A., didn't even know it until I saw her post something on social media. It's like, are you guys in L.A.? Yeah, we are too. So we met up with them Friday. And we sat at the hotel bar Friday from about 2 o'clock to about 6.
And that is your favorite place, the hotel bar.
In the whole world. And I was putting them back. So much so that I thought, I'm going to have to chill out because we have this party to go to tonight.
Too many things you needed to do within walking distance, nothing holding you back.
Didn't take one drink at the party because I was just trying to get off the wagon from the afternoon. Man, I went way too hard.
Did you have a cigar?
No, I didn't. I didn't have anything.
At a cigar bar.
You're trying to survive the party.
Trying not to pass out. So, went up, took a nap, tried to sleep it off a bit, and then he was going to get to the party around 8:30. So my wife and I are walking up, and we walk up. There's a rapper from the 80s, 90s named Dana Dane. I celebrated a few of his tunes.
Okay.
He was right in front of us when we were walking up. So he kind of gave me a look, and then he spoke, but then he gave me a look, and we just walked in. Okay? No big deal. We get there about 8:10, 8:15 or so, waiting on him to get there. And then there's another known dancer, choreographer, they call Big Les. We recognized her as soon as we saw her. And when we sat down, she walked over and said, hey, how you doing? And then she looked at me, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. I went, what? Oh, okay. I'm fine, thank
You're
you.
Like, no, it's me, Donnie Dew, come on.
No, I'm not, no one knows me but that. And then about three or four other people came over excitedly saying, hey, what's up, man? Like, it's been a minute. What?
Okay.
I'm good. And then my wife all of a sudden asked someone, so, well, who do you think, who are you mistaking him for? Because it was very curious that four or five different people have already walked up like I'm their best friend, and then they realize they have no clue who the hell I am. Well, when Kid and Play were coming up, their DJ's name is DJ Wiz. And that's who they thought I was. DJ
really?
Wiz.
Okay.
Now, So much so that a dude was looking me right in my face and was yelling, "Wiz! Wiz! That's not my name."
And he's like, "No,
so
I'm
not answering." I didn't even know. I thought he was looking over me. I was sitting down. I have no clue. And I'm looking at him right in his face. He's looking at me yelling, "Wiz," like, and what? I'm not saying a thing.
Wow.
Like, wow. I don't know what Wiz looks like. I hope he's a good looking dude because everyone thinks I'm Wiz. So now when he gets there, they introduce me to him. And then my wife says, "You guys have to take a picture together since everyone thinks you're Wiz." I'm going to post this on Twitter here after we talk about it.
Man, tell him never to come to Dallas. Everybody be running up, "Donnie, do!"
But I'm going to hand the phone to Matt so he can see picture with me and Wiz together and see if it was appropriate that they thought that I was DJ Wiz.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Because I'm looking at Google images and like...
I can see
why. I can see it, but it's not...
Dude, it was like...
If you hadn't seen the guy in a while, maybe, and it's probably a little dark in there, I can see why.
I was like, wow, okay. And then he was like, okay, you know what? I'll take that. As soon as he saw me, he was like, okay, yeah, I'll take that. I was like, phew, good. Like, he didn't think I was ugly or something like that. Yeah, I look like him.
Come on, guys.
But it was fun, man. Salt and Pepper, they were there. And my wife really wanted to take a picture with Pepper. But she said she didn't want to be that person.
"Hey, Salt, can you take this picture
for us?"
But
everybody around was doing the exact same thing. I mean, they were, you know, they're more famous than us, big time. They're in Hollywood. They know them probably. And, hey, let's take a picture, whatever. Let's get a picture. And she just... I want to go, but I'm like, well, go. Just take the picture. She was like, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be that person."
Interesting.
So see, that's me, too.
Didn't get it done.
Even if I see, like, my most favorite famous person, I will never disturb their little circle. Like, I don't need a picture. It's good enough for me to just say I was in the same room.
But if it's a dinner setting, that's one thing. A party setting with everybody taking pictures
because
they had a photographer there.
I'm judging the people for doing that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, maybe she was right because she was like, "I just don't want to be that person."
Yeah.
I think they're used to it. It's fine.
Well, seeing you as a tangentially famous person are used to people just flocking around you and asking for autographs and asking all these questions. We're us normie people. Well, we can see how that might be a little annoying.
I don't believe you. And I don't take that. I don't accept that.
Don't
Travis.
Accept that at all.
They had an ice sculpture that was in his likeness at the very front.
Oh, that's
with the
really
high
cool.
top fade and everything.
That's
but
awesome.
it was a fun time, man. It was great at the party.
That's
cool. And then Saturday we went and had brunch. We hung out. We watched the basketball games. Went back to the same cigar spot. That's his spot. I think he goes like 2 or 3 times a week because everybody knew him when he walked in. And yeah, right. It was great, man. It was a fun time in LA. But I'm gonna post this picture now so everyone can see.
So
my twin DJ Wiz from
and I again in. Like, if he walked in here in a room like this, you can see, okay, kind of the same. But in a place like that where the lighting was probably a little lower, I would imagine it'd be a little bit more... Because I saw
and
a picture of online where I can see why people would think it was you.
Drinking a little, having a good time. My buddy Joe Torre, the comedian we had on, he was there.
Like, what's up?
He told me my shirt looked like I sold insurance. Like I sold insurance.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're on a boat and you got insurance.
Right.
Sailed. So who is the most famous person there? Because Kid is, I mean, he's on these Progressive commercials now and he's obviously got some connections, I would think.
I would say Bill Maher because they're really close. They're really good buddies. And I think there was a instance to where Bill Maher was on Oprah. And the subject was the funniest guy that you know, and he brought Kid. And
really?
I think that's when Kid started doing stand-up.
Wow.
But he was there, and I sat next to him for about an hour or so.
Shout out Bill Maher.
I just spoke. I didn't say too much
to him.
Did
you ask him about Steve-O? What's the deal with him turning down your podcast, man?
I did not.
No. Did you ask him about refusing to not smoke weed around Steve-O?
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, that didn't come up?
No, I didn't even know that was the case.
Yeah, no, Bill Maher, when all of his interviews, he smokes. And since Steve-O is sober, he asked if Bill would just not smoke during the interview. And Bill said no.
Oh,
So you should have brought that up with him.
Oh, well, you know what? Next time.
Okay.
For his 70th birthday party, I'll do that exact
same thing. Hey, Bill,
I
have something to talk to you about.
And then the next day, when we went back to the place, there was an actor that was on a show with Holly Robinson Pete. What's the name of that damn show?
Okay. Martin.
I'm going to beat you up. That's not it.
21 Jump Street.
No.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
No, keep going.
For Your Love.
For Your Love. That's it. Go. Now, click on that, and you see the lead actor that was married to Holly Robinson Pete. He walked into the place, and she wanted to say hi to him, but then she let him walk by without saying anything either because she didn't want to be that person. And I was like, you're going to have to get over the fact.
James Lesure?
Yes.
Lesure?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just seeing it. Oh. There's not a picture. He's 53, but he apparently was the guy.
Yeah, you see an image of him, and yes, that's him.
That guy. Okay, I've seen him.
He walked in, and she wanted to at least say hi. And I was like, look, you can say hi to anyone. What are you doing?
Man, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude in person also.
I bet. He looks good on this thing.
Chill out over there, dude.
Sound like that.
Yeah.
Should have gotten a picture with him also. Hey,
you should have.
But no, man, it was a fun time. It was really cool to hang out, be in that scene. I don't know if I could be in that scene a lot.
Where you're pounding drinks at the bar and then you have to go party. That'd be rough.
I know. That's rough. And then you don't have a single drink at the party that you can go up and walk and get it for free. And I didn't have one because I was trying to air out from the afternoon.
From your $30 hotel bar drinks.
Pounding them back like I didn't have anywhere to go.
What were you doing, man?
You didn't.
I don't know.
You were not pre-planning.
I was too much tailgate. That's just like the person that goes, you know, so much at the tailgate, and then when it gets to the game, they're asleep.
Passed out in the second quarter.
And that's exactly what I would have done it was really weird, man. I was ass backwards.
Oh, no.
I should have pounded them at the party and just chilled out in the afternoon, but I didn't.
Well, again, you felt better on Saturday when you woke up than you would have been if you were hammered at night.
That's true. I felt great when I woke up Saturday, and I just continued to drink fast while we were there because we walked everywhere.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But I'm about to tweet this picture out now. It's kind of tough to do two things at once because I'm me, and I just don't. But I'll do it during the break.